Let us turn to our Bible. Today's word is from Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," replied. Then God said, "I take your son, your holy son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." This is the event of Isaac's sacrifice. You know, Isaac is a son that God gave to Abraham. So to Abraham, he was a very precious son. So to us, what is our Isaac? You know, along the path of our faith, the Isaac is something that we want to hold on to. It is something that can give us joy and comfort. To some, the Isaac could be money, books, or to some, it could be friend, or it could be work, and to some, it could be the future. So I make plans for my life, but then it is possible that God may ask me of those plans as sacrifice. And Isaac was given to Abraham, but then God is asking him back. So when we look at this event, you know, do we think of God as one who is selfish? And if then we miss the point. Why did God ask Abraham to give up his son Isaac as sacrifice? No, God is a God of Almighty. To him, Isaac is not needed. But then there is a history. There is a story of God in history. So throughout the history, what God has experienced is that the more God blessed man, the further away they become. That's why God told man not to forget him when they are blessed. So then why did God say to Abraham to sacrifice Isaac? It is because God wanted to bless Abraham. Before he does that, he wanted to see a firm faith in Abraham. Let's say if a wife committed an adultery, they cannot live together because the relationship of trust is broken, and they have this thought that she or he may break the relationship again. Then how can this relationship, the family, be restored? If the one who committed an adultery, if he or she says, "Oh, trust me," if he says so, then will the relationship be restored? No. If no, actually the husband should do his very best to show his trust. For example, he needs to give phone calls and explain before anything else happens. He should do his very best to show his commitment. Yet still, it is very sad. It is painful to see the other person trying his best to restore the relationship of trust. So God, he wanted to see the faith in Abraham. It's a very serious matter. To us, if we think that, I can sacrifice Isaac, even if I don't, it is okay. It should be like that. Isaac is something that we become very sensitive when we are asked to sacrifice Isaac. It is something like that. So when you read Genesis chapter 22 and verse 9, it says, when they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. So Abraham, is it that Abraham pretended to kill Isaac? No, he already killed Isaac in his heart. This is the event of sacrifice of Isaac. So Isaac is already dead in Abraham's heart. So within our hearts, we should also kill Isaac. So this should be our prayer. The prayer is like, it shows our determination that I'm okay even if I don't see Isaac for the rest of my life. This is our determination in our prayer. And verse 11, says, But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay your hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. So from this, what can we learn? It's not, we learn that God does not really need Isaac, but rather what God wanted, what he needed, is that he needed to know that Abraham fears God, so that by confirming his faith that he could be blessed. So along this path of journey of faith, you know, this event of Isaac's sacrifice, this is not just one-time event. You know, it could be that multiple times it may come to us. When that comes to us, hope that we could be the ones who can be confirmed as those who are deserving to be blessed by God. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, along the way we may encounter a time where you want to take Isaac away from us. In that moment, you know, may we be the ones who could be deserving for you to bless us. We thank you in Jesus' name, we prayed.